Psalm 14, When Bread Becomes Biting. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. New International Version. The Hebrew word for fool here is Nabal, less a dimwit than a hardened heart. Think of Nabal in 1 Samuel 25, a man who treated David's anointing as irrelevant. Psalm 14 is not about sophisticated atheism, it is about practical atheism, the settled decision to live as if God's kingship and judgment do not matter. Notice the scope. The Lord looks down. The verb often used is shakaf, a royal survey from above. This is Genesis language. God saw the earth's corruption in Noah's day, Genesis 6:12. The psalmist frames humanity before the cosmic judge, and the verdict is universal. There is no one who does good, not even one. New International Version. Paul hears this and builds his doctrine of universal sin upon it. Romans 3:10-12. Yet within the same psalm we hear of the generation of the righteous and the poor who take refuge in the Lord. Is that a contradiction? Not at all. It is the gospel seed already sown in David's prayer. Righteousness is not self-made. It is bestowed where God is present as refuge. Matthew 6. The righteous are those who know they must hide in him. Western readers may miss the quiet violence of verse 4. They devour my people as though eating bread. In the ancient Near East, bread was the daily ordinary staple. David says oppression has become as casual and frequent as mealtime. Injustice is not only shocking, it is habitual. The fool's liturgy is practiced at the table. And here is an unusual and holy reversal. The predators eat the poor as bread, but in the fullness of time, the bread of life gives himself to the poor and to the predators alike. This is my body given for you. Luke 22:19. The Lord's table unmasks our tables. It reteaches us to eat, turning consumption into communion and hoarding into hospitality. To come to Christ's table while devouring the vulnerable in our budgets, our business models, or our speech, is to confess Psalm 14 with our lips and deny it with our lives. Verse 7 erupts with longing. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. New International Version. Historically, Zion was the city of David, the ridge above the Gihon Spring, where the ark rested. So 2 Samuel 6. Archaeologists speak of the stepped stone structure buttressing that ancient stronghold. David speaks of a stronger hope, deliverance proceeding from God's dwelling. The Elohistic twin of this psalm, Psalm 53, shows how the community sang this lament in different seasons. Paul hears in its cry the note fulfilled in Christ. The deliverer will come from Zion, Romans 11:26, see Isaiah 59:20. From that hill, a greater David answered the universal indictment with a universal mercy. Literary notes for slow reading. Says in his heart signals an inward creed that shapes outward life. The repetition, no one, not even one, is a hammer blow, building the case. Generation of the righteous, Dot Tzedek, is not an elite, but a lineage formed by refuge. Corrupt echoes Genesis 6, History 2. Sin is vandalism of God's good order. For meditation and prayer, confess where injustice has become like eating bread in your routines. Ask the Spirit to make your table, home, church, workplace, a Zion from which salvation is shared. Cross-references to explore, Genesis 6:5-12, 11:5, 1 Samuel 25, Nabal, Romans 3:9-26, Romans 11:26, Isaiah 59:20, James 5:1-6, Proverbs 30:14, Psalm 53, the parallel psalm. Hymn suggestion, let all mortal flesh keep silence, for reverent awed response to the God who is with the generation of the righteous. Prayer, holy judge and merciful host, we confess the atheism of our habits and the ease with which we make a meal of our neighbour. Look down and look in. Then look upon us with mercy. Make Zion present among us, Christ in our midst, so that our fear becomes wisdom, our tables become refuge, and our lives become a witness to your righteous grace. Through Jesus, our deliverer from Zion. Amen.